The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, sitting in my lap, on my laptop, several thousand miles away in our bedroom while I'm in a green room in the Vic Theater in Chicago, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody. Yes, we are a Zoom episode because I am abroad right now. I am out touring, you know, out here traversing across the country, as that stupid joke of mine says. And Melissa is at home. She's at home CFOing. Mm-hmm. She's at home being a mental health advocate. She's at home probably being a teacher harasser. She probably sent some emails to some teachers this week, I would think. And also prepping to pick me up at Universal Studios. Well, pick me up at the airport tomorrow as our family goes to Universal Studios. So we are getting this done now. How are you? I see that you have not made the bed while I was gone.
Not really. I mean, why would you make a bed when you're married to a comic?
Well, that's a sad statement right there. I see sometimes.
My point is you always have to like nap or catch up on sleep. My original intent there.
This is the old Jim Gaffigan joke of, because I'm not going to make my bed. I'm about to get into it. I don't take my shoes off and tie them.
Right. And he'll also tell his kids when he drops them off at school, like, I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yeah, exactly. The dream, the absolute dream. So thank you everybody for tuning in. We are here today to talk a little bit. We're going to talk about prep. We're going to be talking about prepping for two things. We're going to talk about prepping for a theme park day, and we're going to talk about prepping for Thanksgiving, mostly Thanksgiving, because between me and Melissa and our thousands of listeners, we have not prepped for this park tomorrow. We have not. I've watched a video or two. We told ourselves
YouTube
we're
going to
get. Yep. We told ourselves we're going to get fast passes. I learned right before we called here that the fast pass is a separate ticket you have to buy, and we've already bought tickets. So we would essentially have to buy whole new tickets.
Well, when we bought those tickets 2 years ago, we didn't know that.
So there's something to be said of, do we just buy tickets tomorrow? We'll see.
We didn't do our research.
Yeah.
This is a postponed COVID trip.
Right, which is exciting.
We had to use that by the end of the year. So we're going. We're going at a busy time because it's when we could go.
Yeah.
Basically, really, you just have to go to theme parks during school for them to not be busy.
Right. And when you have kids that struggle with anxiety tics and ADD and just overall kind of jitters and an inability to sit still, long lines are not ideal.
Yeah.
So really what I'm saying is the kids are going to be on our phones a lot this week.
It's going to be a lot of Pokemon Go.
It's going to be so much Pokemon Go, all the Pokemon Go, which since Joel has his phone now, we can give our phones to the girls. So that was the big main reason that we gave Joel a phone. But one of the reasons that we felt comfortable giving Joel a phone, which I did
was
not
intend. Bark Technologies.
Was Bark Technologies. I didn't intend to go to the ad that soon, but the opportunity just presented itself and I absolutely had to. What choice did I have? Melissa, could you tell everyone about...
You had no choice.
I had no choice. Like I think if you're a parent, you have no choice but to use Bark Technologies. Could you, Melissa, tell them a little bit about Bark Technologies?
Absolutely.
There's nothing more than you would rather do.
So, yeah, Bark's been great. We've been using it on Joel's iPhone, and it sends us alerts about troubling content, and then we don't have to do all of that scrolling through his phone. They do it for us, so they monitor texting, email, YouTube, over 30 apps, social media platforms, and they're going for the big issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence, all that. So saves you countless hours. Your kids are going to be safer online. You can also use it for like iPads and TVs. You can set up schedules, routines, block websites you don't want little ones finding or big ones finding. And it's a great company. Yeah. Just this week, you and Joel were texting about a football game and I got an alert. You did too. He was in concussion protocol.
Right.
So that was a medically concerning text that was sent. So, hey, if that's going to be the alerts, we'll take them.
We'll take it. And for you backseaters, you get a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. So it's a free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. Bark Technologies.
Technologies keeping kids safe online.
Bow, 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 bow. The real thing here that we would like to talk is about
we'll get Joel,
Thanksgiving
okay?
prep.
Sorry.
No, here no, guys. This is actually...
Joel, help your sis. Okay, so...
This is great because we're not going to cut any of this. You guys, this is going to be the most Nickerson family podcast.
We should have just done it as we drove to pick you up from the airport. I could have just knocked it out with Joel.
This is the most... By far, it's going to be the most accurate of what our family looks like. I'm in a green room in the middle of the country. I drove 3 hours today. I drove 3 hours yesterday. I drove 3 hours before. I'm on day 5 of 5 days, 5 cities, 5 days, tour and tour and tour and tour. I'm in a green room, 2 more shows tonight, and might have some spotty Wi-Fi. And you are in a room with our bed that I see in the background, but I see Claire's stuffed animals, which means I can tell Claire's been sleeping in the bed while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that will not be the only time I'm going to get interrupted at one point when another comic or the TM or someone else comes in here and you're going to get interrupted by your comics and your tour managers, aka our 3 children.
And your dad.
Yes. And our 4th child, which is my dad. So let me ask you this. Are the kids at all excited about Universal Studios? Because I did not think they were when we talked about it yesterday or last week. For the last 2 weeks.
I don't think they are really anticipating and like they don't know what to expect.
Yeah, there's not a lot of buzz around the house.
You know, we've done Legoland. We've done some very small Disney runs, like a day here or there. We didn't SeaWorld. We've had SeaWorld passes. Like I don't know what they're expecting at all or what. Yeah, I don't. They told friends at school. They're like, I'm going to Universal Studios. And they've been recommending, friends have been recommending Harry Potter World and Simpsons Ride.
Great.
And a couple others. So, no, there's no, like, off the you know, what am I? I'm grasping for an expression. Like, there's no excitement off the rails. Excitement, yeah. But
keep going. I want to hear you keep. I want to keep hear you keep trying to find
mixing metaphors.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they would be excited about, like Christmas Eve, you know, or a birthday party.
Yeah, what do children, what could we present? Does anybody else, parents, just struggle with this? What could you even present to children in their life right now that they would get excited about, other than like an all-day screens day? And would, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Oh, man. Mm. Well, I don't know.
But that's okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, there's a lot of chores involved. You know, they don't fold their laundry and pack, and I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I think they're so happy at home that they're like, I mean, home's great, but it'll be good.
Yeah. And Claire's not excited about the drive, right?
Well, actually, I do know what our kids get excited about, and that's time with their friends.
Right.
Our big kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Claire's a little nervous about the drive. Yeah, that's when her neck started hurting. That's
the classic.
That was the Julian day trip.
That's right. I forgot.
Claire got a new tick.
Oh man, yeah, it just transferred. It became a different one.
Mm-hmm. So, I did, by friend's recommendation, get noise canceling headphones. Which,
yeah, let's talk a little bit
for
about
the theme
that.
Park. Yeah, mm-hmm. For her. And I sometimes use them around the house.
I think I've seen you wear them more than anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. They're helpful for me when everybody is talking and I can still hear them. Just it's like way lower.
Right.
Their volume level.
Now you had we've talked about some nice emails that people have sent us about, about the stuff with anxiety and the tics and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you had a coach say something. Well, by the way, those have been very nice. And I have another one to read to you here in a second. But you said there was like a coach that said something really nice this week, right?
Yeah. So I had like, the girls had half days all week and I had 3 meetings with various professionals this
week. The kids were like, the girls were like barely in school this week.
Yeah. And then no one has school this Thanksgiving week. So I had all these meetings and it was a lot. It was good. It was just a lot. Claire had her first like child psychologist appointment for CBIT, which is like a therapy for tics. So it was all good. But anyways, I was at Fiesta Island on Saturday morning and we were throwing a birthday party for Gloria's coach. And like, I brought Claire and Claire has been on the water. They had an open house a couple weeks ago. And once we set up the whole party with a couple of parents, the coach was like, just grab a paddleboard and get on the water with us. And they were doing time trials, the team kids, but Claire and I just paddleboarded for like an hour together. And it was hot. So it was like super, super nice, like nice to get wet even, you know, it wasn't like you're shivering out there in November. And so I ended up talking to the head coach.
Yeah, you said it was 82 today, right? Grandpa overheated on a walk.
Yeah, it got up to 86 today. And I was at the grocery store getting our Thanksgiving groceries. Yeah, Gramps overheated on a walk.
like he's a car. He's going to add some water.
He's doing better now. He made it home. He didn't call, he was being considerate, but
yeah,
also, you know,
shoot us a call.
It's a busy road. It's a busy enough road that someone would have found him.
Yeah. But you don't want to rely on that. But, yeah.
But no, I mean, but he wasn't like in a remote secluded area, but
anyways,
he made it home and got cooled down. But so yes, it's a hot weekend here in San Diego. And I started talking to the coach and we had already talked about how Claire just struggles in group sports and we've tried a bunch of them. It's just been a struggle. you know, her whole almost 8 years. And then he just like out of the blue told me how he had Tourette's as a kid and how sports were like the one thing. He had vocal tics and motor tics, like Claire, and how sports were like the one thing that helped him like control them and deal with them. And so, yeah, I really just, the timing was perfect. And I really appreciated him sharing that because, we're in the same boat. We're trying to find something. We're doing martial arts with her in a private lesson, and we're trying, you know, to find outlets and things that, give her confidence, you know?
Right.
And physically also the hour we were paddleboarding, she didn't have any tics. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. She was having
a blast. She played in the sand while I set up, carried a bunch of water up the beach, and then paddleboard for an hour. So yeah, it was great.
Well, that's just maybe the most heartwarming thing I've ever heard.
I know. It was great. It was a great win.
I'm already sentimental because, you know, I'm on the road at Christmas. I told Taylor, I was like, oh, I cry like every day of December. She's like, what?
She didn't know that?
No, I mean, that's like a slight exaggeration. And I go, but it's like, it's pretty much once I've set up the Christmas lights, I cry every night. And she's like, what, over what? And I was like, I mean, everything, right? Like ones I've lost and memories of your childhood and memories of my kids being young. And, you know, like all the stuff. It's just, it's such a landmark every year. And so it's very easy to remember, you know, those memories or the things surrounding, you know, those memories.
Yeah. So, well, and you've been going to all these museums and stuff,
which
also makes you reflective.
Well, yeah, you start thinking about like bigger legacy stuff. And, you know, we went to the Andy
Warhol.
Yeah, the Andy Warhol, you know, he's second generation immigrant. He, you know, just kid in Pittsburgh and grew up. He's crazy talented, got a job in marketing, and then became like a, you know, like an astounding progressive, you know, artist and iconic artist. Then did a bunch of stuff that he only cared about. Like he made his movies and I was like, nobody cared about Andy Warhol movies, you know, like, but then I don't know if you knew this story, but I'd heard it once, but I'd forgotten. Someone shot him. He was shot, and it was a woman who he wanted her to buy. I think I'm getting this right. The woman wanted him to buy she had screenwritten something, and she wanted him to buy it and make the movie, and he didn't. But then his partner bought it, and she assumed that they were like trying to like steal it or hijack it or something like that. And so, you know, she came and shot him. And then after that, he became like all closed off. You know, he had the warehouse there that they had that was like the big artist central, like shut it down. It was never the same. And they said he became like very capitalistic, and you're like, and then, but just, you know, the point is you're walking around looking at people's like legacy and the impact and stuff that they were. So all that plus Christmas, plus the road, and then you get something like this, and it's about, sometimes it's just too much to bear.
Yeah. It was also really cool because, the coach is from Canada, and you know, he's not going home for Thanksgiving, but he's going home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we had this like huge team potluck and big old cake, big old present. And he was like touched, you know, so it was, it's always special when, you know, when you give back in a way that, I mean, this, like we did it because this program's been so great for our kids. So
I bet though, after all of that, there was probably a pretty big mess to clean up.
Yeah, there was so much extra food.
Yeah. And I bet nobody was using their munchie mugs. I bet nobody was using.
No, they weren't.
And it's too bad. You know what? Honestly, Melissa, that's probably what you should have given them. You should have brought, listen, yeah, Claire, I'm not bringing food. Claire,
it was windy, and Claire dropped her plate of food on the beach for the seagulls.
You know what? Seagulls are kind of nature's munchie mug.
Yeah.
But seagulls aren't readily available. So in those other times in your life where you don't want to make a mess, Munchie Mug is the product for you, everybody. Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market. If you've got something in your life that you don't want to spill, Munchie Mug's the item. Variety of colors, dishwasher safe, made here in the USA. It's a wonderful product. We use them. We gift them. Holidays are coming up. Give that messy friend of your life. Like every time you go to your friend's house and their house is a mess, this is a nice way to be very subtle. You get them this or a seagull.
Don't read into this too much.
No. But and don't get them a seagull because that's frowned upon. I don't think you can buy seagulls. Right. You shouldn't be able to buy seagulls, frankly. But
no, you shouldn't.
Munchie Mug, if you buy, you get free shipping. And if you go to munchiemug.com and you use promo code don't make me, that's all one word, no apostrophe, don't make me, you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug, making life less messy.
Less messy.
But you know what? Life is messy. Anxiety, you know, stress, all those things going on. This is a nice email that I got that we got this one from Jess that I wanted to read to you. And it says, the subject is anxiety. It says, "Hey, Dustin and Melissa, I started the podcast on anxiety earlier this week, but finished it today and just had to reach out. Not only do I struggle badly with anxiety and have kids who do, but I also have a background in psychology and have been through every possible form of therapy to help me deal with it. So I have just way too much experience personally with the subject, but I'm not reaching out because of quote knowledge. I'm reaching out because my heart hurts for what y'all are going through individually and collectively as a family. I'm sending you a hug through this email, but it's a hug full of empathy and understanding that is not easily shared by people who really get it, quote, get it. So here's the thing. You can't, quote, will anxiety away. And having it does not mean your faith is too small or your interest in God enough. It also doesn't mean you have a mental disorder. Anxiety is data. It's your brain telling your body that something neurologically is wrong. It's not permanent. It can go away. And it does not have to rule your life in any way. It's just data. Medication didn't help me. Therapy didn't help me, but it sure didn't hurt. Prayer didn't make it go away either. But God did help. I was reading Romans 8 for the 900th time, but this time it lit up like a Christmas star. Live life by the Spirit is life and peace, and life lived with by the flesh is death. Why did this stand out to me? Well, because as a Christian, I want to live my life in the Spirit. I knew reading in that moment, that's what that when I was anxious, so was trying to do my own thing and not live in the Spirit. I didn't have peace. Somehow or another, that helped me, or that did it for me. I don't expect it to do the same for you necessarily, but I wanted to give you a part of my story as hope for you. I've gotten to where all I could see was darkness. I'm so thankful to be past that. Okay, that's enough. If I can do anything to help at all, even just listen, please feel free to reach out. God bless, Jessica."
Very sweet.
Very sweet. And, you know, we're in it enough and we've talked to enough people that seems like exactly right. You're like, well, this helped me here and this helped me in this way. This didn't really help me because of a lot of person who said medication helped, therapy didn't. You know, faith didn't help, medication did. You know, like there's so many different stories.
Very personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like it's a very personal journey for everyone. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, genuinely it does help a lot, you know, with everything we're going for, you know. It's nice to feel not alone.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how so many of the themes all overlap too, you know, like the peace and the acceptance piece and the, like, you can't fix it, but you can still try different tactics and take different steps, you know?
Right. Does that make sense? Right. Absolutely. It does. Mm-hmm. And we're 2 weeks into it. I mean, not 2 weeks. I mean, I'm into the lifetime of the anxiety, but the actual like seeking help, we're 2 weeks into it.
Yeah. With our daughter. I think our intake appointment was like 4 weeks ago, but yeah.
Was it?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. It was the beginning of,
Thank you for all of that, everybody. Please, by all means, always send us an email. Don't make me come back there, gmail.com. We are accumulating some great holiday horror stories from you guys as well that we can't wait to share with you in all of the month of December. So whatever your terrible holiday stories are in the past, you know, maybe it's, you know, food problems, family problems, hospital trips, all those kind of things. You guys know what a horror story is. Send us those at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. We're going to be reading them all December long. So let's take a hard right to, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you can do the transition. I said a question.
No, you say your thing first.
Oh, I was going to say, I sent you SNL's sketch last night
about
the Target ad.
So funny.
Hosting the holidays. Yeah, it was good.
SNL really, 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 really crushes holiday stuff. They always do.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also, did you watch Are They a Republican? That sketch?
That was the only one I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very fun. We'll watch it later.
I know.
Okay, making a hard right turn and not a literal right turn, because a literal right turn, if I were there, would take me into your bras that are hanging on. I believe they're hanging on my underwear drawer. You use, it looks, I see.
You know,
it looks
you gotta like dry these on my genitals.
You know, it looks like you use the hook on my dresser drawer.
What you do?
And ran the straps through them just to air them out a bit.
Well, you gotta dry them.
I know. I thought normally you would hang them on the clothesline outside.
No, I don't put the unmentionables.
You have before.
Could you stop?
I've seen them before. Anyways, I'm going to take a screenshot and I'm going to use this to promote the pod tomorrow. Hey, everybody. Tune into the pod. I know the connection isn't great, but you might see Melissa Sports Pro.
You're too much.
How are we feeling about Thanksgiving? First off, how are you feeling that I took shows the day before and after?
I know. And that, well, the whole point of you doing that was so we could get fast pass.
I know. And now I'm going to look into that about the upgrade
Costco thing. Ticket packs that we can't use them for.
I know.
Well, I bought all the food today.
Uh-huh.
For Thanksgiving, I made the menu and a big swing of votes here.
What?
I know you want
You
ready?
Oh,
I know
no.
You wanted
what are you
rosemary
about to say?
Crispy potatoes.
No, you did what? What?
Instead of mashed potatoes.
Oh no. What are you about to say?
No, but you and Joel were the only ones that wanted those.
Well, that's two-fifths of the family.
Well, I guess it's if you one count third Grandpa, see, those got vetoed.
I'm furious right now. I am seething angry right now.
I will be making buttermilk mashed potatoes. There's only so much room in the oven.
No, Melissa, I had one request.
Yeah. Don't worry. Your dad's going to make deviled eggs.
I had one request, Melissa. My one request was, hey, could we not do mashed potatoes this year? That's it. I didn't ask for a dessert. I didn't ask for anything big. I said, could we switch the potato thing?
I know.
Man, so much for being the head of the household here. So much for having any sway or influence in this home whatsoever.
I know.
If only we were still a part of our chauvinistic church ways and I could tell you to submit to me, which even in our fundamentalist heydays, you did not.
I know it was a split decision and apparently. I want to make, so I, last year I used the Instant Pot for the mashed potatoes and I just didn't put enough fat in them. You know, like I was still trying to make them healthy, and right. they didn't taste very good. Yeah. So thus the buttermilk. And so I'm going to redeem myself with my bad mashed potatoes and make them less healthy and taste better.
Yeah, but I don't like mashed potatoes.
I don't like turkey. I don't like Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
I am excited about the cheese board before. That's my favorite part.
Honestly, yeah. Thanksgiving might be... Thanksgiving food is so overrated. And I actually think Thanksgiving is kind of an overrated holiday. Is that a hot take or no?
I mean, yeah, it is.
It seems like just a lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
It's so much work. And, yeah, and that's just to like cheat and, you know, like buy some stuff pre-made. And I mean, you would need days if you actually like did like everything like from scratch, like,
right.
like really good, savory, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every side dish, you know.
Yeah.
But that is why people pass them around and everybody does like two things. But
right.
You know, that just doesn't always happen.
You know what holiday kids don't like? Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I know.
Kids do not care about Thanksgiving. What can you, okay, this is a fun exercise because this is one of my favorite things to hear about anyways. Take me back to the brain of 15-year-old Melissa Hoagland.
Why do you always make me go back in time?
Because you were the sillier teenager. Go ahead.
You ready? Yeah. I get woken up because I have to go run a turkey trot in the rain.
In Tacoma. Yeah.
Yeah. Freezing, so, yeah. Rainy, turkey trot, 5K.
Yeah.
Lots of hills.
So you start off your day in the worst way imaginable. No, you were such a like a machine back then. That you were just like, well, I'll just get up and do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was probably still in pretty good shape from cross country season.
Yeah,
because that ends the first week in November, so.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you were less of a complainer back then.
You know what? I taught body pump for 5 years, and I would teach the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and then the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then
why are you giving me a hard time for working the day before and after Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's totally different. I would work during the day and the kids could come.
I work at night and you can come on Friday at least.
Well, there were years when you did the turkey football. But that's, you got to have a lot of bachelor friends to pull up turkey football.
Yeah. And you've reached an age where it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be in the ER.
Yeah. It's just not worth it at all. So
I bet Joel will do a turkey football game pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like
that's
with
true.
His friends.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll crash it and play all-time quarterback. This is what I told I was talking to Taylor today and we were talking about relationship stuff and she was talking about like we were just talking about like different types and she mentioned someone who she knew and she said like that was like very like selfish but kind, like sweet, selfish and sweet. And I said, that is the polar opposite of Melissa Nickerson. Melissa. Melissa is selfless
and mean.
And mean.
Ooh.
Selfless and mean. So you can't really get mad at you because you're like, you've done so much for me. You've sacrificed so much for me. You have put in so many hours serving me and the family and everyone else, but you didn't do it with a smile on your face. But you also don't
one need out
praise.
Of two.
You don't need one praise and recognition for it either, you know? It's so funny. But okay, so Melissa Nickerson Hoagland at the time runs the turkey trot. And then is she mm-hmm. like, I can't wait to do Thanksgiving family dinner. I don't think kids think like that. And I know teens don't think like that, right?
They don't. No. I have no idea what I did after.
Can you remember any time in your youth being excited about Thanksgiving? And if so, what were you excited about?
It was the day my mom wore an apron.
Charlene dug deep and threw on the apron.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. That's
we didn't really have to dress up.
Right. You know? I remember.
It's kind of nice.
If I think back to my youth and Thanksgiving, the very first word that comes to mind is bored.
Yeah.
I remember it being very boring.
I do remember specifically driving to your mom's house for Thanksgiving when we lived up there in darkness. Because we'd have a 4 o'clock meal,
yeah,
probably. And so at 3:30 we're driving down there and it's dark.
Yeah.
And raining.
Yeah. Yeah. Our Northwest friends know that exactly. And it's just absolutely just dark and raining and not fun. But then you just go, like, as a kid, you're just like not that excited about food. And it's like you said, it's like, I would love to just get some of the appetizers and then have a piece of pie and then go on my way.
Yeah. We used to, when Michael's used to be open, if I was ever with my mom or my sisters, we'd go to Michael's after.
Yeah. After oh, yeah. That's right.
The meal.
The Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday stuff now that's out and about. Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't some like, you know, mass produced, you know.
Yeah.
We were buying like gingerbread house kits. Like it wasn't like
yeah,
these ladies aren't, you can't even spend one day being thankful, you know.
Yeah, you guys weren't going to, no one's being
we weren't a coach.
Yeah, no one's being vain and materialistic at Michael's.
No.
You were buying
craft supplies.
Yeah, craft supplies, felt. I'm sure you apprehended some felt.
Yeah, just creative things.
Maybe some fleece pants to sew your boyfriend, some fleece to sew your boyfriend, some heart pajama pants.
I did do that.
All the necessities. Well, let me end by asking you this, Melissa. Are kids bored on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And are our kids bored of us as parents? Already
have all our tricks run out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, as someone who prides himself as fun dad, that's a real gut wrencher.
I mean, I took them with two sets of friends, families, to Ghostbusters last night. So
yeah, how do we feel about this?
Maybe I'm the fun parent now.
Oh, uh-oh. Oh my gosh, talk about a change of the guard.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that's impossible. I liked it. I like the new Ghostbusters. I will be honest, I'm not very familiar with the franchise.
Yeah, I don't think Ghostbusters was a thing that conservative Christian families in the 80s and 90s were watching.
Given that it came out in 1984, the year we were born.
Right, right.
I maybe saw a scene or two on TV, but no. In the 80s, conservative Christians, you could not watch Ghostbusters. I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
So, anyways, the beginning is slow for kids. The littler kids were turned around watching the Clifford movie at the other theater.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, why aren't we watching that? Why are you making us watch this PG-13 movie?
eat your pizza and watch your movie.
Sit down, shut up. What was it? What was
eat your pizza and watch your movie?
No, there was a shut up too, right?
I'm gonna make my meme.
You're gonna make your own meme.
I don't know if it should have three sentences or four. So it's sit down, shut up, eat your pizza, watch your movie.
I think it was,
but I think you could get it to three.
I think it was sit down, eat your pizza, and watch the movie.
Sure. Yeah, I think you could do three. Yeah.
Well, listen, you know what makes me feel good?
And they did
good?
Not listen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Ghostbusters, a several hundred million dollar film, I would imagine, with star actors and great budget and directing, if the kids were bored by that, that makes me feel better about them being bored by us.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for. So, Melissa.
They were talking through it, but you're allowed to talk at the drive-in, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the end was good.
Yeah. Well, you're training them up to be bad movie watchers, but I will just look past that.
I know, but that's why we're at the drive-in.
That's true. And that's why I can never go with you.
So that you don't get angry.
If I go to the drive-in with you guys again, which I won't because I work every Saturday, is I will bring my own vehicle. I'll be in a separate car.
You'll be seated with the windows up.
Hey, guys. How are you? No, you guys talk.
And then we're out in the open air talking.
Yeah. Can't wait. Well, Melissa, here's to a boring trip at Universal Studios for our kids and a boring drive to pick me up and a boring Thanksgiving and a boring few days after.
Perfect.
All right. Good to see you, babe. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Terran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend, Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.